There are 2,369 students who take the bus to school in School District 8. That's 2,369 students the school needs to account for to make sure no one gets left behind. And it's a responsibility the school system doesn't take lightly.
So I'm Janet Wall, Manager of Operations for School District Number 8. We are implementing a new program for the transportation department called Zonar that enables us to track and trace student or ridership on our school buses. We certainly don't want to lose anybody. Safety is of utmost importance for us, and this program enables us to do that.
Losing track of a student doesn't happen often. But Wall said even once is more often than they would like. In any case, having a system in place will make relocating students much easier and faster. When students board the bus, they will scan the little pass that they have. Some of the younger students will have it attached to the outside of their backpack, and it'll automatically take into account when the student got on the bus and which stop they got on the bus. Then, after they're finished their ride, students will once again scan their pass on their way out. That way, the system will know when students got off the bus, how long they were on the bus, and which stop they got off on. So parents will be able to tell if their student got off at a different stop than usual if they were, say, going to a friend's house after school.
You know, we do have radios and the different processes that we do, but this will help us to even see if they got on a bus or not, right?
Initially, School District 8 was interested in the Zonar program as a way to trace students on buses in case of possible COVID-19 exposure. If the district knows which bus an infected student rode and when, where, and how long they were on the bus, they would be able to contact exactly which other students were also on the bus at the same time. I asked Wall if they've needed to do contact tracing on their buses for the pandemic yet.
No, there hasn't been the need yet. It's precautionary, certainly at this time. So we would rather be prepared if the need does arise.
So far, parents' reactions have been similar to the schools. Safety is top of mind.
The safety of the students is important to the parents, right? They want their children to be safe. And that's certainly what we're working on. There were concerns about the cards, keeping track of them, having them, whatnot, and we will supply little straps that they kind of loop on, similar to like a ski pass.
And School District 8 isn't the only one using Zonar.
This company that we went with have been in business for over 20 years. Tracking was kind of one of the current reasons or previous reasons why districts use them. Now the tracing option is part of it as well, right? At School District 20, Kootenai, Columbia, in Lake Trail, Castlegar, they've been using this system for quite some time. School District 68 in Nanaimo, Ladysmith, 63 in Saanichton, 36 Surrey, 61 in Greater Victoria. And then there are various ones throughout Alberta and Saskatchewan as well that use it. This program is a suite of programs, so there are many different things that we can do with the program. Certainly the tracking and tracing is the reason why we purchased it, our main reason, but there are certainly other benefits to the program for the district as well. There is an option for parents to sign up to have an app that they can get information on their students, their own student, as to when and where they're getting on and off the bus.
If parents decide that they would like to try the app, the school district will consider it and roll it out sometime in the fall. According to the Zonar website, the app allows parents to see where the bus is en route, if it's running late, or if it has already arrived at the school.
All our district-owned vehicles have the GPS units on them. It also enables us to do different things with the other vehicles as well. There is an option for pre-tripping. When a driver uses a vehicle, they have to check tires and steering and windshield and everything, right? So with this program, there's a handheld device that when a driver is inspecting a unit and they kind of tap this machine at that area. So it records that, yes, they've checked the tires. So those are certainly options that are down the road. We're, mm-hmm. Our focus right now totally is with the students and tracing and tracking.
What do you say to parents who may be concerned about security issues?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we've certainly looked into all of that prior to going ahead with the system. All of the information that is, you know, out there is on a Canadian server, which happens to be in Vancouver, relatively local, and things are, we're assured, are secure.
The project comes with a price tag of $2,000 a month, which covers all of the school district vehicles. Not all of the students in the district will be issued a bus pass.
So many children walk to school or get rides with their parents. They wouldn't be issued a card. I can't overstate the need and the importance for safety. We feel that it will be providing safety for our students. It is our goal to move forward with it.
Wall invited any parents who have questions about the Zonar tracking and tracing to read the information provided on the school district's website.